shot, tore it apart. CQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation. 98Q Country.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden is pledging increased security cooperation with leaders in the Pacific Islands.
The United States is committed to ensuring the Indo-Pacific region that is free, open, prosperous, and secure. We're committed to working with all the nations around this table to achieve that goal.
He spoke at the opening of a two-day White House summit that's focused on building stronger relationships with Pacific Island nations. On the island of Maui, Hawaii Governor Josh Green says Lahaina will rebuild.
There's 7,782 individuals across 40 hotels, and that represents about 3,167 families. We'll gradually move people into long-term rentals so they can be more comfortable, but we will provide housing for at least 18 months for everyone, and we'll build. We'll build with the blessing of the people of Lahaina, and we'll build around the town also to support people in their housing needs.
Today, residents are being allowed to return to burned-out homes in Lahaina. The devastating wildfire in August killed at least 97 people. Also at SRNNews.com, two new national polls reveal more warning shots for President Biden's re-election bid. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The NBC News poll and ABC News Washington Post poll both show overwhelming majorities of Americans expressing concern about the president. His job approval is low in both surveys, with respondents unhappy about the economy, immigration, and Mr. Biden's age. In head-to-head matchups, Joe Biden and Donald Trump are tied in the NBC poll, but the ABC Washington Post poll shows Trump with a 9-point lead over the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 28 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 26 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
More evidence, $4 billion worth, that artificial intelligence is the next big thing.
That's how much Amazon is investing in AI startup Anthropic, taking a minority stake in the company. The investment underscores how big tech firms are dumping money into AI, racing to capitalize on the opportunities the new generation of tech could offer. Under the agreement, Anthropic is making Amazon its primary cloud computing service and using the online retail giant's custom chips as part of its work to train and deploy its AI systems. Rich Thomason reporting.
In health news, the Food and Drug Administration meeting this week to consider a much-debated treatment for Lou Gehrig's disease. The deadly neurological disease has few treatment options. Neuron, a stem cell therapy, is at the center of a years-long lobbying campaign by patients seeking access to experimental medicines. Breaking news at townhall.com. A 17-year-old boy in Southern California rescued Friday after he was kidnapped and held hostage for 4 days.
Law enforcement tracked the teen and his three kidnappers to a motel in Santa Maria, a city about 140 miles northwest of downtown Los Angeles, where the captors threatened to harm him if his family did not pay a $500,000 ransom. The nightmare began Monday when the kidnappers caused a car crash and abducted the teen when he got out of the car to look at the damage. The three suspects are facing federal kidnapping charges. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
A student and his parents are suing a University of Alabama fraternity, saying he suffered a traumatic brain injury while being hazed. It happened earlier this year. The lawsuit filed last week accuses Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity and others associated with it of fraud, negligence, and assault and battery. The lawsuit filed by the teen and his parents who live in Texas. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. A shots fired situation ruined homecoming at a Milwaukee high school. The incident happened during the fourth quarter of Milwaukee Lutheran High School's homecoming football game versus Pius Friday night. Milwaukee police said someone fired multiple shots outside the track area around the football field, then took off. No one was injured. An email from Milwaukee Lutheran after the incident said all weekend extracurricular activities, including the homecoming dance, were canceled. Milwaukee Lutheran parent Dewan Hill Sr. told Fox 6 Milwaukee he feels bad for the students.
Hundreds of kids were excited to come, and somebody's stupid actions took that away from them.
School also announced Monday classes would be virtual. The attorney for Taylor Shabusiness wants this week's sentencing postponed.
Sentencing is set Tuesday morning for the 26-year-old convicted in Brown County Court in July for the February 2022 murder, dismemberment, and sexual assault of Shad Therrien in a Green Bay home. Defense attorney Christopher Frelick filed a motion Friday asking for the hearing to be postponed. Frelick said he hasn't had a chance to meet with Shabusiness to discuss the pre-sentence report. Brown County DA David Lassay said prosecutors will oppose the motion. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin congressman joined striking auto workers Saturday. State 2nd District Representative Mark Pocan joined United Auto Workers Union members in the picket line outside the Stellantis Mopar facility in Milwaukee. Approximately 100 union members there walked off the job Friday. Strike has spread to 38 General Motors and Stellantis plants in 20 states. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Threats to three Southwest Wisconsin high schools are traced back to a Madison man. The Grant County Sheriff's Office says 19-year-old Jonah Riley was arrested Friday morning in Dane County after allegedly making threats targeting specific people at Cassville, Potosi, and River Ridge high schools. The Sheriff's Office says Riley was located in a vehicle and arrested in Dane County, then transported to Iowa County, where a Grant County deputy took him into custody. And for the first time ever in Wisconsin, flamingos are spotted. Crowds gathered at a Port Washington beach to see the tropical birds this weekend. Experts say the flamingos flying between Cuba and Mexico were diverted by Hurricane Idalia late last month. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the bird stop in Port Washington is the first known record of sighting a wild American flamingo in the state. Flamingos will most likely return to their habitats in Florida after temperatures drop in the region. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Normand Roland Rashke, age 86, of Park Falls, died on Friday, September 15th at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his brother, Harvey Rashke of Butternut, by his sister, Rose Garsha of Milwaukee, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private family burial will take place at Union Cemetery in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norman Rashke, age 86, Park Falls.
Richard Dale Barrett, age 74, passed away on Friday, September 15th, 2023, in Marshfield, Wisconsin. He is survived by his wife, Rebecca, and son, Jeremy, of Park Falls, two sisters, Patricia Ponchuk of Park Falls, and Diane Brimstein of Rockford, Illinois, two sisters-in-law, and various nieces, nephews, cousins, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, September 26, 2023, at the Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Deacon Robert Shinnebeck will officiate. The visitation will be held on Tuesday, September 26, 2023, at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Dale Barrett.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at CarQuest.com.
Roll in, roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Fall colors are looking fantastic right now and should be peaking over the next couple of weeks across our area. What's nice about the trees changing color is that they don't all turn at the same time. I think the maples are looking the best right now with some oranges and reds splashed amongst the evergreens. And the birch and aspens will have more yellow as they come on. So we get a good 2-3 week span of beautiful fall colors to enjoy, sometimes even longer. The rain isn't helping as it's knocking down more leaves off the trees, but sometimes the cloudy days are good for taking pictures. Now, the color of the leaves in the summer, of course, are green because of the amount of chlorophyll that is produced with the brighter sun. And so that green pigment in the leaves is the strongest, and that's what we see. But now with the weaker sun intensity, not as much chlorophyll is being produced, and so those other colors can be seen. We've got a major fish feeding period happening 8 till 10 this morning. The minor is 2:15 until 3:15 this afternoon. And the moon is waxing gibbous, very bright right now, heading towards the full moon next weekend, rising this evening around 5:30 and then setting tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock. The sun rose this morning at 6:52. It'll set this evening in Park Falls at 6:56. Weather-wise, we can expect cloudy skies still with some occasional rain, and our high today is at 65 with winds out of the southeast to east direction at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll still have some rain with our low at 56. Tomorrow, look for cloudy skies. The heavier rain does kind of shift to our south, but we still could see some occasional light rain yet on Tuesday with our high at 68 with winds out of the northeast to east direction at 5 to 15 miles an hour. By Wednesday, we might be seeing a dry day, but still perhaps with a lot of cloud cover and mid to upper 60s for highs with east winds. By late this week, we'll start to realize some sunshine. Could see some temperatures back in the 70s again. Lows this week through next weekend will be just in the 50s, not cooling down too much. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Kopatic.
Forward Bank has been helping homeowners purchase the houses of their dreams since 1919. This tradition of treating customers like family and helping build stronger neighborhoods is supported by a broad line of mortgage and home equity loans. Let us move the process of building, buying, or refinancing your home forward. Turn to the depositor-owned local bank with great rates and low closing costs. Here to guide you through the process. Save even more time. Check out the online mortgage application at www.forward.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 63. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 53. Overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High of 66. Highs level off around 65. Wednesday, under overcast skies. 67 Thursday. Another look at the short range, high of 63 this afternoon, lows level off around 53 tonight, wish a top off around 66 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Let's turn to football yesterday, where the Steelers earned their first road win against the Raiders since 1995, 23-18 the final. Lions beat the Falcons 20-6. It was the Patriots 15-10 over the Jets. Bills beat the Commanders 37-3. Seahawks over the Panthers 37-27. Chiefs rout the Bears 41-10. And in Chicago, their 13th consecutive loss dating to last season. Cardinals 28-16 over the Cowboys. Dolphins in a huge blowout of the Broncos, 70-20. That's 7-0-20. Packers beat the Saints 18-17. Chargers 28-24 over the Vikings. Justin Herbert 40-47 for 405 yards and 3 touchdowns. Browns beat the Titans 27-3. Ryan Tannehill sacked 5 times. Texans 37-17 over the Jags. Colts beat the Ravens 22-19 in overtime. SRN Sports. Baseball, there was a doubleheader yesterday. The Nationals and the Braves, with Washington taking the opener 3-2. Atlanta taking the nightcap 8-5 for their 100th victory of the season. Yankees mathematically eliminated from the playoffs for the first time since 2016 in a 7-1 loss to the Diamondbacks. Phillies, 5-2 winners over the Mets. Angels fall to the Twins 9-3. Tigers shut out the A's 2-0. Cubs hand the Rockies their franchise record 99th loss 4-3 the final. Orioles, 5-1 winners over the Guardians. Rays lose to Toronto 9-5. The Rangers sink the Mariners 9-8. Royals, 6-5 winners over the Astros. White Sox beat the Red Sox 3-2. The game was called after 6 innings, though, because of weather. Marlins beat Milwaukee 6-1. Reds 4-2 over the Pirates. Padres, 12-2 winners over the Cards. Dodgers beat the Giants 3-2 in 10 innings. This is SRN Sports.
For 3 quarters, the Packers looked dead in the water in their home opener against the Saints. I'm Bill Scott with sports, but the fourth quarter brought new life, and the Packers, who trailed 17-0, responded with 18 straight to come from behind and win 18-17. Jordan Love ran for a touchdown and passed for another to lead the comeback. Last week, the Packers coughed up a 12-point lead and lost. This week, they came from behind and needed a strong defensive showing to pull it off. Rashawn Gary had a career-best 3 sacks to lead the way. Kenny Clark had one as well.
It's awesome. RG is a dog. He gets 100%. You know, every snap he out there, you know, he loves his team. He loves being here. He loves everything about football. You know what I'm saying? And you can see that in how he played the game. And, you know, just happy, you know, to be a part of that and be his teammate and be out there fighting.
It's the 11th straight home opening win for the Packers at Lambeau Field. Rookie Dontavian Wicks said the fans were unbelievable.
It was fun, man. Especially when the defense go out, that's when they get loud. So, you know, being able to be out there and hype them up, you know, it was fun. I never been in the stadium that loud before, so, you know, it was my first time. They even had me scared on the sideline, nervous because of how loud it was. But, you know, I think we got some great fans.
Quick turnaround for the Packers. They'll host the Lions on Thursday. Detroit, a winner 20-6 over Atlanta yesterday. Another Monday night doubleheader tonight. Two 2-0 teams, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay, will battle in Tampa, while the 0-2 Bengals are set to host the 1-1 Rams. Football Badgers crushed Purdue 38-17 Friday night to win the Big Ten opener, improving to 3-1. They get this week off. Baseball, the Brewers fell to the Miami Marlins 6-1, missing a chance to clinch the National League Central. Manager Craig Counsell:
there's no reason to be disappointed right now. There's no, I mean, we put ourselves in a great position. There's no reason to be disappointed.
Brewers host the Cardinals on Tuesday night. Top-ranked and unbeaten Wisconsin women's volleyball team ran their record to 11-0 with a sweep of Indiana on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And checking out some other local sports notes, 8-man football from the weekend from Friday night. The Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man co-op team, they got one in the win column, defeating Washburn 26-16 on a homecoming Friday night game for Coach Morgan and the Screaming Eagles. Phillips, they win at Mellon 52-16 on Friday night. And it was Northwood Solon Springs topping Winter Birchwood 37-0, all 8-man action. In 11-man, you had Ashland winning over Merrill 7-6. Lakeland was a 19-7 winner over Antigo. Medford beat Hayward 36-7, and it was Krivitz topping the Tomahawk 11-man team 38-30. Big cross-country meet held in Rosholt, Phillips, girls and boys. The girls' field included 8 teams ranked in the state, and the boys' team included 6 teams ranked in the state. Individually for the boys, it was Gavin Esterholm finishing in 6th place, Phillips Maverick Hoagland in 12th place. Phillips James Vollendorf comes in in 35th. Phillips' Julian Ellingen finished in 51st place. For Shawamigan, Robert Chinnebeck, the top finisher, as he finished in 53rd. Other runners included Arlo Behrens of Phillips in 54th place, Shawamigan's Jaden Oscar in 67th, Phillips' Logan Sokolowski in 75th, Shawamigan's Cooper Mikulski in 77th. Yet Phillips' Spencer Henney finishing in 94th place, Shawamigan's Austin Hoffman in 107th, and Shawamigan's Zachary Roberts in 109th. Kohler wins a team event. Out of the 17 teams, it was Phillips in 7th and Shawamigan boys in 14th. On the girls' side, Autumn Mikulski continues her amazing senior running career as she dominates and wins the girls' side individually by about a half a minute. Autumn Mikulski, the individual champion in Rosholt. Phillips' Leah Harper finished in 20th place to lead Phillips. Other runners included Sarah Knack of Phillips in 33rd, Phillips' Meredith Murlock in 34th, Phillips' Addie Gabay finished in 50th place. Shawamigan's Maddie Ernst in 60th place. Phillips' Ruby McCormick in 64th. For Phillips, it was Maya Nieto finishing in 76th place. Shawamigan's Zoe Eimerman in 79th. Shawamigan's Abigail Humphrey in 84th. Phillips' Caitlin Pesco in 85th. Shawamigan's Addison Boblick, 86th place. Other runners included Shawamigan's Mallory Smith in 99th, Shawamigan's Claire Young in 106th, and Shawamigan's Autumn Damro in 120th. Stevens Point wins the girls' side. Phillips in 6th. The Shawamigan girls' team finishing in 12th. On the JV side, Phillips' top runner was Stephen Bretterman, as he finished in 10th place overall. Shawamigan's Winter Edberg finished in 44th place. On the JV girls' side, you had Phillips' Brielle Mesko, the top finisher for Phillips, finishing in 13th place. The Logger volleyball team, their home invite, and they win it. 8-team tournament. The Loggers go 5-0 on the day with 2-0 victories over Rhinelander, Elko, Lakeland, and Florence. And what a rivalry this Phillips Prentice volleyball has become. They, for the second time this year, just have an incredibly competitive match. And Phillips, with a 23-25, 25-22, and 22-20 victory to win their own tournament. The Loggers go to 22-3 on the year. They'll host Abbotsford coming up on Tuesday. Shawamigan volleyball will play host to Athens on Tuesday. And on the Lakeland schedule, the JV football team will host Antigo today, and the volleyball JV2 team of Lakeland will travel to Rhinelander. Got archive games and much more, 98QCountry.com, under the under construction 98QCountry.com webpage. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta. Boy, you need to know.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
You don't want to come out, but you don't want to be alone. It don't take but two to have a little soiree. If you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe. Cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't got to leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Bars, I don't lie. We were listening to one more silver dollar. selling everything I love. So, we've gone through into fall. It's no longer summer. Over the weekend, fall was officially declared on Saturday. Now, the next question is, when is daylight savings time over? I'll tell you, November 5th. So mark that one on your calendar phone. November 5th, end of daylight savings time. When you get up on Sunday morning, it's spring forward, fall back 1 hour, all right?
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Hey man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because let's get real. I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Enjoy a beautiful view with new windows from Jaldwin. They're made to be durable, energy efficient, and low maintenance. We carry more than 100 size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Saving your entire window project with 11% off all Jaldwin windows now at Menards. Good through October 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 63. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 53. Overcast skies. Cloudy again tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. High of 66. Highs level off around 65. Wednesday, under overcast skies. 67 Thursday. Another look at the short range. High of 63 this afternoon. Lows level off around 53 tonight. We should top off around 66 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 60.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Town ain't got no nightclub,
We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning me on.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. Like gold. I've
Country, today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rear view mirror, supposed to make a country boy sad. Should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't gotta give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance.
But I got a beer in my hand. So it's the 25th of September, 2023. Today is National Math, as in mathematics, National Math Story Day. Boy, have I got a story about math. Not. Let's see. It's National Lobster Day, National One-Hit Wonder Day, National Quesadilla Day, and National Tune-Up Day. So tune up your car or maybe your instrument. All right. Coming up, Brett Eldridge, Kelsey Ballerini, and Kenny Chesney. They are both right here and more on your country station.
Welcome to the Continental.
From the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original three-part event that takes us back to 1970s New York. The Continental.
This institution wields power beyond your imagination.
Let's take this house and everything that comes with it.
The Continental, from the world of John Wick. Streaming now.
And away we go.
Only on Peacock.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his, too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
town. Hey, wouldn't you know?
So still leave part of me. settle down, talk about that one touchdown, raise some kids in red and black, go Bobcats while the other half of my hometown.